Hallelujah. All right. Did you come to church with your Bibles today? Do you have that Bible today?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you lift it up? I didn't say lift up your phone or your iPad, Android. I said lift up your Bible. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody say with me, this is the infallible word of God. It is God's will, God's purpose, and God's promise for my life. I can be everything that this word says I can be, and I can do everything that this word says I can do. I receive the seed of God's word into my heart today. And I prepare myself to receive everything that he has for me. And I declare by faith that this seed is producing fruit in my life. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Please go with me first. Help me put up our confession for 2021. I'm going to kind of start from there today. 2021 confession. 2021 confession. It will be on the screen, so I want us all to read it together. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's it right there. So let's just read it together. 2021 is my year of lifting up, breaking out, and new beginnings. This is my year of divine lifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God has lifted me up out of the miry clay of life onto the hilltops of destiny, and he feeds me with honey out of the rock. My glory and the lifter up of my head, he bears me up on eagle's wings and makes me ride upon the high places of the earth. I have been elevated to sit among princes, and I see upgrades in every area of my life. I am running through troops and leaping over walls. This is my year of divine lifting, and there is a lifting up for me. This is my breakout year, and I have been set up for unprecedented success. There is a purpose for my life, and I will live and not die. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have the victory that overcomes the world. Give me this mountain. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not entered into the heart of any man the great things that God has prepared for me, and the great things that God has prepared me for. This is my breakout year, and I have been set up for unprecedented success. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. No matter what the world says, Jesus will have the final say. My Lord saved the best for the last, and I shall not go out empty. This is my season of new beginnings and new wine. The best wine, the best life, the best miracles, the best destiny. My storage places are filled with good, and my vats are overflowing with the best of the land. I speak to dead bones, come alive. Rivers of living water flow out of me. I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. And I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. All things are working together for my good. And God is doing the exceeding abundantly in my life. My Lord saved the best for the last, and I shall not go out empty. 2021 is my year of lifting up, breaking out, and new beginnings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. It's not over yet. 2021 is not over yet. So let's go out and take everything that belongs to us. Everything that the Lord has promised us. Amen. Go with me, please, to Joshua chapter 1. Unprecedented. The Lord will do unprecedented in your life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and it has not yet entered into the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Amen. It has not entered into any man's heart the things, the multiple array of things that God has prepared for those that love him. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, unto the land that I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people you will divide and inherit for an inheritance the land that I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. If you are familiar with this story, in this scripture, Moses, the Lord's servant, who led the children of Israel out of the land of bondage in Egypt, had just died. It was never really the plan that Moses would not take them to the promised land. Everybody's expectation was that it would be Moses who would lead them out of the land of bondage. You know, for a while they kind of struggled with that, did not accept him, but eventually they knew he was the one appointed by the Lord to lead them out of that land of bondage and take them into the land of promise. And yet, as they progressed on and continued on their journey, the man Moses died without any warning. And so this was a very, very difficult place for Joshua. Joshua was supposed to be the next in command to Moses. He was Moses' minister. The word minister means a servant. Joshua really never had the expectation that he was going to take over the reins of leadership from Moses. He never really thought about it. He didn't plan for it. He wasn't thinking of it. As far as he was concerned, left to him, he would be Moses' minister for the rest of his life, and he was content doing that. But God had a different plan. You know, sometimes in life, things don't exactly go the way we plan. Sometimes we kind of make all our plans, and we think it's going to happen this way, it's going to go that way. But then here comes the surprise, and we have to make adjustments, and we have to, and that's where Joshua was. But this wasn't even the kind of a situation that you could deal with by just making adjustments. He just didn't know what to do. He had no idea how to respond to this situation. So in Joshua's mind, as far as Joshua was concerned, they had come to the end of the road. He really had no idea, no clue what to do and how to deal with this situation. And Joshua was, he was there on the floor. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was crying. Maybe he was just rolling up and down. Or maybe he was just waiting for something to happen and to change the nightmare that he was having. But God suddenly showed up to him in the night. And God said unto him, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. He knew that. Joshua knew that. But God repeated it to him to let him know, I'm aware of that. It's not a surprise to me. Sometimes we really do think the situations of life that we experience are a surprise to God. Sometimes we think that way. We almost feel like, is God even aware? Does he even know? Does he understand the ramifications of everything? God said to Joshua, Moses is dead and I know it. Moses is dead and I know it. I am not unaware of it. And I'm not unaware of the repercussions of it. I understand how it feels. You almost feel like there is no way out. There's no way forward. But God said unto him, I want you to get up. The first thing he said after he said to him, Moses is dead, he said, arise. That's the first thing he said to him. I want you to arise. I want you to arise. Everything begins with your arising. Everything. No matter what promises the Lord has made to you, no matter what expectations you have for your future, until you arise, nothing is going to happen. Your vision and your dreams are empty until you arise. God understands where we are at. He understands sometimes the difficulty that we have in lining up the promises he made to us versus the difficulties and the challenges that we're experiencing. It just does not seem to him, seem to us like God is even there or is even aware at all. And God said unto Joshua, reminding him about the promise that he made to Moses, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said to Moses, from this wilderness and the Lebanon to the great river, the river Euphrates. And he gives him again all the dimensions, exactly what he promised to Moses. And then he said to him, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. You know, sometimes it's not necessarily who we are that gets the job done. Sometimes it is who is with us. Yes. Sometimes it is who is with us. Because in our strength, we're really weak. In our strength, we're unable in our strength. We're limited. But God is unlimited. God has no limits. And so if God is with us, then everything else becomes doable. Caleb said that when they were in that place where they were having, you know, they saw these giants and they sent spies into the land. And the spies came back with these negative reports and said, you know, this is not doable. How are we going to do this? There are too many giants in the land. We don't have the wherewithal. And Caleb got up and said, if God is with us, these giants are bread for us. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is for us, these giants are bread. He said, if the Lord delights in us, he will get us to the land of promise. If the Lord delights in us, if the Lord is with us and if he delights in us, he will get us to the destination that he promised. Keep in mind, it is not who we are, it is who is with us. It is not who we are, it is who is with us. If you have the greatest power in the universe, the greatest being in the universe, the one who cannot fail, who has never lost a battle, if that person is with you, then you are good. I said you are good. Somebody say with me, like, you know, you say, I'm good. Say, it's not about me.
It's not who I am.
It's who is with me. And I know who is with me. His name is Jehovah God. He said, I want you to be strong and of a good courage. I just want you to see how the Lord is dealing with this gentleman. It's very much like a lot of things that we hear spoken out of the Word of God in ministry. As the Word of God is ministered to us, the things that we hear, sometimes those things that we hear challenge the very depths of us. Think about it. God is saying to this man who is lying down on the floor, discouraged, despondent, in despair, and he's saying to him, be strong. Be strong. He's actually commanding him. In fact, later on in verse 9, have I not commanded? It's a command. Be strong. Be strong. Arise. Go out and take the land and divide it. No man will be able to stand before you. And he says, be strong, in verse 6, and of a good courage. He says, for this, unto these people, you will divide the land. He's talking to this man who is on the ground crying. Think about it for a minute. I know sometimes it's easy to just read right through the Word of God without pausing to think about the context. He's speaking to this man who is just, he's wishing that something happens to get him out of this nightmare. He doesn't think what's going to happen is him or through him. He wants something out there to happen, something. Just change this mess. Joshua didn't think what was going to bring the change to this disaster was going to be him or anything that would happen through him. That's the last thing on his mind. But God said to him, be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. And then he said that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may prosper wheresoever you go. Now, I want to put to you that the root and the source of everything that God is channeling to Joshua right now is in verse 8. This man who doesn't know what to do, who has no idea how to move forward, this man who is just so broken because of this disaster, doesn't have a clue how to deal with this situation, and God is saying all these things to this man, the root and the source of what is going to accomplish everything that God is saying to this man is in verse 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't just get strong if you're weak and broken. You don't just get strong. You don't just say, okay, I'm going to be strong. If you are weak and broken, something is going to have to channel strength into your life. If you are confused, if you are in despair, if you are troubled, if you are frustrated with life, you're not just going to say, I'm just going to change everything. Something is going to have to channel that change everything into your life. And I put to you this morning that the thing that God uses to channel all of these things into our lives is His Word. He said in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The strength, the grace, the power, the direction, the life is all in the Word of God. It's all in the Word of God. There is no alternative to the Word of God. None, zero. The Word of God carries the seed of life. Hallelujah. The Word of God carries the beams of light we need in our darkness. There is no alternative. It is all in the Word. The Word of God is the root and is the source of all success in life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all in the Word. It's all in the Word. You see how this worked out? Because the Lord said, this book of the law, talking about His Word, will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is therein. And then, somebody say, and then.
Amen.
Say, then and only then. Please say that. Say, then and only then. Then and only then. Then and only then, you will make your way prosperous. Then and only then, you will have good success. Hallelujah. He said in verse 9, have I not commanded you be strong and of a good courage? Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And you see the impact of what God said to Joshua. You see the immediate impact in how Joshua responded. Because immediately after that, the Word of God tells us in verse 10, Joshua then got up and commanded the officers of the people, saying to them, pass through the host and command the people. I mean, immediately this man that was lying on the ground, destitute, in despair, confused, broken, tired, suddenly has life. Where did this life come from? Where did it come from? Somebody said, well, you know, my willpower, you know, I will just do it. Did it just come because Joshua just suddenly had this willpower? No. No. Did it just happen because Joshua just suddenly decided, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to just get it done. Remember that gentleman, his name was, you remember his story? was very anointed and the power of God was in his hair. And he did all sorts of things when he decided those things would be done. But suddenly the hair got cut off and he lost all the power. But he still decided, I'm going to go do it anyways. I'm just going to go do it. But he couldn't get it done. Because you just don't get it done. Look around your life today. You just don't get it done. It just doesn't happen. There's a law in physics that says everything is going to continue the way it is. Everything is going to continue until there is an opposite force that makes it change direction. Everything is going to continue until there is an equal or opposite force that makes it change. The word of God is the opposite force that changes everything in our lives. We don't just do it. We don't just get up and say, I'm strong suddenly. I have direction suddenly. I know where I'm going suddenly. No, we don't just do that. The word of God is what produces it. When the word of God gets into you, it does something within you. Hallelujah. When the word of God gets into you, it does something to you. Oh. It's very difficult to explain in human terms. It's very difficult. The dynamic working of the word of God in our lives is so difficult to explain. The dynamic working of the word of God. The dynamic working. The word of God just suddenly radically changes us from the inside out. It's very difficult to explain it. Very difficult to explain it. You can go from depression to being on the greatest heights you've ever been in your life without drugs. Because of the word of God. Because of the word of God. The word of God can translate you from the deepest valley to the highest mountain without any other aid. Yes. Without any other aid. Amen. Suddenly Joshua got up. Strength. Purpose. Life came within him. He said, you will meditate the word day and night. Day and night. I'm guessing Joshua did then. I'm guessing he did. He meditated the word day and night. Day and night. Day and night. And suddenly, strength came. Suddenly, what God commanded him to do, he found the ability to do it. I'm guessing Joshua meditated the word day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Joshua committed himself to the word. He devoted himself to the word. The word of God is living. The Bible describes it in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. It says living and active, powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. The word of God has the ability to separate within you. It's so dynamic, it's difficult to know how to explain it in human terms. The word of God can separate the chaff from the wheat. The word of God can separate the distraction from the main things. The word of God can separate the deception from the real, the truth. The word of God can bring you knowledge that you did not even know you had. The word of God, sharper, he says, sharper, sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword. That's how he describes it, the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. When you let it walk, the word of God will change your life completely, folks. When you let it walk, the word of God will change your life completely. Completely. The word of God. The word of God. The word will walk on anyone.
The word will work on anyone. The word does not discriminate. What the word will produce in one person, it will produce in another. Exactly the same way. The word does not discriminate. Hallelujah. The word will produce grace and strength in anyone that will receive it. In anyone that will lay hold on it. In anyone that will believe it. But you will meditate it day and night. Day and night. Day and night. It doesn't just happen because you feel like you can make it happen. No. You have to meditate it day and night. Day and night. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord his God. And in that law does he meditate day and night. Day and night. And because he meditates the word day and night, because she meditates the word day and night, she or he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth. What is producing this prosper? What is producing this fruit? What is producing this life? It's the word. It's the word. You will meditate the word day and night. You can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly and then expect that you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Come on, hear me, somebody. You can't walk by the counsel of the... You can't stand in the way of sinners and then expect that you produce your fruit in due. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't sit in the seat of the scornful and then expect that whatsoever you do will prosper. You can't do it. It is in meditating the word day and night. Folks, we are not giving a conditionless gospel. It is not a conditionless gospel. I'm saved forever. Anything I do, it doesn't matter. I will make it anyways. I will thrive. I will survive. No, you may not. There are conditions to prospering in life. There are conditions to being strong. There are conditions to being blessed. He meditates the word day and night, day and night, day and night. Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments, that delight greatly in his word. So then, what would happen to this man or woman who delight greatly in God's word? Well, how much time do you have? Let me tell you about it. His seed will become mighty upon the earth. It does not just happen. It does not just happen. He delights greatly. Somebody say delights greatly. That sounds to me like meditate the word day and night. That sounds to me like making a long-term commitment. That sounds to me like making a long-term consistent commitment to the word of God. So then what would happen if you do that? His seed will be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Generation after generation after generation will be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness will endure forever. He will stay permanently righteous, permanently consecrated, permanently sanctified, permanently blessed, permanently godly. The word produces it. The word produces it. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Light in the darkness. The word produces light. The word produces light. Hallelujah. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. The word will produce that. Amen. The word will produce that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just feel good talking about the word of God too. I don't know what you came to hear, but I came to talk to you about the word of God today. Do you have some time? I said, do you have some time?
Yes.
Favor will follow him, he says. He will lend to many. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He will not be moved forever. He will be an everlasting remembrance.
Yes.
Somebody says she too, not just him, but she too. Say, so is this only for him? Is it only for his? What about she's? It's for she's too. Somebody say it's for she's too. The world does not discriminate. It's for she's too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
The word of God. The word of God. He said he would not be afraid of evil tidings. The word makes your heart fixed. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The word establishes your heart. He said his heart is established. He will not be afraid. Hallelujah. He will disperse to the poor. His righteousness will endure forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The word will do it. The word will do it. Hallelujah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The word will do it. The word will do it. The word will do it. I want you to... I'm going to throw out a few things out here to you today. It is very essential that we trust God, that we can fall in love with his word over and over again. We can't do it naturally. Naturally, this world is too crazy. This world is too messed up. Living in the midst of this messed up world is very easy to be carried back and forth with all of the ups and downs. It's very easy. Living in this messed up world, it's very easy to lose our love for the Word of God. There's so many things calling for our attention. Pray for yourself. Lord, help me fall in love with your word over and over and over again. Please help me, Lord, fall in love with your word over and over and over again. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 verse 97, oh, how I love your word. How I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. It takes love for the word of God, for that word to become your meditation all the day. You can't do it mechanically. None of us, naturally speaking, none of us can do it mechanically. It takes having a deep love for the word of God. Oh, how I love thy law. You know, what you love, you hang around. You know that, don't you? What you love, you hang around. If you love someone, you want to be around them all the time. If you love someone, you want to talk to them. If you can't be around them all the time, you want to talk to them all the time. If you love someone, if you can't talk to them, you want to remind yourself about them all the time. So you have photos you carry around with you all the time. You want them constantly in your memory. When you love someone, you want to hear about them all the time. You want to know how they are doing all the time. When you love someone. When you love the word of God, it's easy to develop an affinity for that word. It's easy. Oh, how I love thy law, the psalmist said. It is my meditation all the day. He said, through your commandments, you have made me wiser than my enemies. For your words are ever with me. Ever. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Listen, if CNN or Fox or MSNBC or other things are my all-day meditation, it will be difficult to sustain a love for the Word of God. Nothing wrong with the news channels. I'm just giving you an example how sometimes we can just leave it on and let it run. But leave it on and let it run or just is different from you are is ever with you. If my phone and the apps on my phone and the different things I do on my phone are the things that consume my time all day long, it would be very difficult to carry out love for the Word of God. There must be no competition for the Word of God. There must be no competition for our focus in the Word of God. Even when we're not reading it, it's affecting everything we're doing. We're driving, we're thinking the Word, how it affects our driving. Mm-hmm. We're eating amongst people, we're considering the Word and its impact. We're doing our work, we're considering the Word. It's our meditation all the day. We constantly think of the Word of God, the Word, and its place in our lives. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Verse 103, how sweet are your words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word, your word. And then in verse 105, he says, your word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. Your word. You have to pray that prayer for yourself regularly. Lord, help me fall in love over and over again with your word. Help me. Help me. Jeremiah, we all know, many of us know that scripture. We use it for different things around here. Jeremiah 15, 16. Your words were found. Yeah. Right? Yes. And then I did what? I ate them. And then what happened after that? Then it became the rejoicing of my heart. It became the joy and the rejoicing. But first they were found and I did eat them. First I found them and then I ate them. They were sweet to my taste. Hallelujah. They were sweet to my taste. I feel like that psalmist who said, when I find your word, I feel like I found a great spoil. Like I find a great spoil. It's like a huge treasure. Yes. Psalm 119, 160. It's like a huge treasure. I just bump into this treasure. 160. Your word is true from the beginning. And every one of your righteous judgments endure forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. 162. I rejoice at your word as one that has found great spoil.
Yes.
I rejoice at your word as one that has found great spoil. Receiving the word, the commandment from his lips, and then esteeming that word above everything else we do is what elevates our lives. Receiving that word from his lips and elevating that word above everything else in our lives, that is what elevates our lives and grants us success. That is it. It is dynamic in his working. That is it. It elevates us. It puts us in a different class altogether. Job 22. He said, acquaint now yourself with him. Job 22, verse 21. Acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Good will come to you. Then he said in verse 22, receive, I pray you, the word of the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Lay up his word in your heart. He said, if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You put iniquity far away from you. Then you will lay up gold as the dust and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty will become your defense. You will have plenty of silver. Some say, what does silver have to do with the word? Everything. Everything. That's why I told you, it's very difficult to explain it in human terms, but the Holy Spirit can make it clear to you. He said, then the Almighty will be your defense and you will have plenty of silver. Then you will have your delight in the Almighty and you will lift up your face to him. You will make your prayer and he will hear you. You will pay your vows. Then you will decree a thing and it will be established unto you. And the light will shine upon your ways. And when men are cast down, you will say, there is a lifting up for me. There is a lifting up for me. The word, it's all the word. It's all from the word. When you lay the word of God up in your heart, when you receive his word from his mouth, and then you lay it up. How do you lay it up in your heart? You meditate it day and night. You meditate it day and night. Some people have said to me, Pastor, I don't know how that, how can I meditate the word day and night? It's very simple. There are two meanings to that. The first one is you think about that word and you speak it to yourself. Think about that. That's after you've heard it, after you've read it, after you studied it. You think about it. Make time to think about it and to speak it to yourself. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh, it's time. It's 1 o'clock. My goodness, I got lost in time then. You think about it. You think about it. You put your mind on the word. Put your mind on it. And then guess what? The second part of it is this. In the issues of life that you deal with, mix it with the word. Mix it with the word. Mix it with the word. When you are dealing with relational issues, mix it with the word. Mix it with the mind of God and the spoken word of God regarding relationships. When you are dealing with financial issues, mix it with the word. Think about the mind of God and the revealed plan of God regarding financial issues. You mix it with the word. You mix it. Everything you do in life, you mix it with the word. Don't take a break from it. Don't say, well, this is how my grandfather used to do. He told me this. This is what my grandfather, leave your grandfather out. Especially if your grandfather was ungodly. If he was ungodly. If he was not godly, then keep him in there. But if he was an ungodly person who didn't really understand the word and didn't live by the word, Don't operate the principles of your life by the principles of your ungodly grandfather. Certainly, that's a revelation to me. It was a revelation to me. My grandfather was such a great man. I said, I'm not talking about myself in this service. So, hey, leave me out. So I have loads of examples. You know, I go on forever about these examples, and then I find I've run out of time. Just stay with the word, right? But you cannot operate your life on the counsel of the ungodly and think you will prosper. You will not prosper. You can't prosper. If that ungodly person was your grandfather, who you love with all your heart, if that ungodly person was your grandmother, who you love with all your heart, if that ungodly person was your spouse, who you love with all your heart, if that ungodly person is your boss, who you love, you cannot operate your life by the principle of the ungodly and expect to prosper. We read it in Psalm 1. You see, you can't stand. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
In Psalm 1. He said, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord his God. And in that word does he meditate day and night. Day. See, it's different. The ungodly walks a certain way. The word works a different way. They don't mix. You have to keep them separate. I don't care where you read it, what movie you watched. If it's the counsel of the ungodly, you can't prosper by it. I don't care how much you believe in it. If it's the counsel of the ungodly, you cannot prosper by it. The way you prosper, but his delight, hallelujah. Woo! His delight is in the law of the Lord his God. And in that law does he meditate day and night. Day and night. Day and night. That's why you need to pray for that prayer. Let me close. Pray that prayer for, Lord, help me fall in love. Help me fall in love with your word over and over again. Take out every boredom. Take out every disinterest. Take out every familiarity. Help me fall in love. Hi. Hi. For many people who have been in this world, in the kingdom of God for a long time, it's very easy. It's very easy to get into familiarity with the word. Very easy. To have this sense, I know it, I've heard it, I've seen it. What is new? Say, Lord, help me, help me. Help me not to fall into that trap of familiarity where your word is concerned. Every time I hear your word, let it be fresh. Let it be new. Let it open my eyes like I've never seen it before. Hallelujah. Job said right there in Job 22, then 23, in verse 10, he says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I will comfort as gold. My foot has held to his steps. His way have I kept, and I have not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. More than my necessary food. I've esteemed the word of it. When you know what thus saith the Lord, everything else moves to the side. Everything. When you know what thus saith the Lord, everything else moves to the side. I have esteemed the word of his mouth more. And that word will bring you to a place of prosperity and a place of rest. You know, the Bible says there's a rest. There's still a rest for the people of God. There's still a rest. How does this rest come? How do we get into the rest of God? It's through his word. It's through his word. Let me close. Hallelujah. So he says, study. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. See, once you're already in love with it, then it's easy to study it. The first breakthrough we need to get in love with it. Once you are in love with it, then it's easy. Studying is easy. Because you just want, you are hungry. It's like you are hungry. It's like someone who hasn't eaten in a long time, and suddenly you start smelling the aroma of food. You just want that food. You just want that food. You can't be hungry and you be smelling very good food, and then you say, I don't care. I don't care about food. There's something wrong with you. There's some, you need healing. Because if you are well, you either need healing or you are pregnant. One of the two. One of the two. Because yeah, you cannot have not eaten in a long time, and suddenly you start smelling the aroma of food. And he said, I don't care. I don't care about food. I don't want food. No, there's something wrong. It's either you are sick, you need to see the doctor, because there's something wrong with your appetite, or oh, you are pregnant. Or something. Because when you are hungry, you want more. Yeah. Even the aroma stirs something within you. Yeah. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Somebody say, I'm hungry for the word. I'm hungry for his presence. Say it. Say, I'm hungry for the presence of God. Say it. I'm hungry for the presence of God. I'm hungry for the word of God. I'm not satisfied with anything else. I'm hungry for the presence of God. I'm hungry for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's close. Let's close. Do your part and encourage that hunger. Do your part and encourage that hunger. I said to one of our dear brothers earlier this week, who has a military background, he's a veteran, and while ministering to him, I said, you know, one of the reasons why they send you to this boot camp when you join the military is they want to exchange something that you have had all your life and give you something new, different. They can't drive that thing out, but they want to, as much as possible, they want to repress what you've had all your life, but they want to give you this new attitude, new nature, new belief. So what do? They send you to a place where you are around only those kind of people. They don't leave you in your civilian home and say, come every Saturday. Because if that's what they do, you will never take on the mindset of the military, ever, till you die. With one hand, you'll be trying to do military. With the other hand, you'll be doing civilian. That's just the way it works. But what do? They separate you and put you around where the only things you hear are the things that they want to instill in you. The only people around you are the people who are trying to do the same thing that you are doing. So by the time you even get on the phone and speak with people at home or people in your family, they're like, you are so different. You say, yeah, this is where I am right now. This is something. So because they keep pumping that thing into you. They keep pumping that thing into you. It doesn't take long. He told me, after all these years, I still think like a Marine, he said. I understand it. He hasn't served in a while. But after all these years, he still thinks like a Marine. Why? Because they beat that thing into him, beat it into him, until he took it on. And now he thinks different. I'm not a civilian, I'm a Marine. You do your part in the word. You get yourself to that boot camp. You surround yourself even when you don't feel like it. Let that word have something that speaks it, that plays it. Have something that reads it. Have it put into different things. You do that. Surround yourself with that word. And you know what? The more you do that, the greater your appetite for that word. The more you do it, the greater your appetite. It comes a time when you start thinking different. You think more like a word person. Yes. And the people who know you, your family, will say, there's something different about you. You say, I can't explain it. But what's going on is the dynamic working of the word. Yes.
in your life.
It changes you, changes your mindset, changes your psyche, changes your belief system, changes your expectation for your future, changes the words of your mouth.
That's how he said, Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of mine, let them be accepted.
That, you know how that happened? It's through the word. Did you receive something today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a word lover. I'm a lover of the word of God. I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Stand to your feet. Let's close the service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Day and night. Day and night. I meditate the word. Day and night. I meditate the word. Day and night. I meditate the word. Day and night. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you make a fresh commitment? Rededicate yourself. Recommit yourself. Make a long-term commitment. Long-term, consistent commitment to the word of God before we close today. Make a long-term, consistent commitment to the word of God today. Be like Joshua for a minute. You are there lying down on that floor. You don't even know anything about the next moment. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's coming. You are just lost. And then suddenly, you start hearing God say, meditate the word day and night. Meditate the word day and night. For then, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. And then do what Joshua did. Get up and then begin to meditate the word day and night. I don't understand how this works, but I know God said it, that if I meditate the word day and night, I will make my way prosperous and I will have good success. If I will meditate the word day and night, I will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. I will bear my fruit in season. My leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever I do will prosper. And then begin to meditate the word day and night. Meditate it. Let it change your thinking. Let it change your reasoning. Because when you start meditating it day and night, you start finding that word challenging different aspects of what you believe. You start finding the counsel of the ungodly will be challenged deeply by that word. The thoughts of the scornful will be challenged deeply by that word. The ways of sinners will be challenged deeply by that word. And then just meditate it day and night. And when it challenges the counsel of the ungodly, don't raise up a wall of argument. Let it go. And do it. Do the word. Do whatsoever saith the Lord. Give it your full commitment. Give it your heart completely. Everything. Give it everything. Don't do it half and half. Be like that person who just enlisted in the armed forces. Have a full devotion, a total, complete life devotion to it. And you will see the word will make you prosperous. It's difficult to explain, but you will see the word will bring you silver. The word will bring you gold. It's very difficult to explain, but the word will bring you peace. The word will bring you rest on every side. On every side, all the darkness and all the confusion will be blown away. They'll be driven away out of your life. You suddenly find out that you are prospering. You suddenly find out you are bubbling. Joy, joy, joy. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Peace that passes all understanding. All because of the word. Father, we thank you so much for your word today. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. You alone are worthy to receive it. Thank you for the power that is in your word. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but not even one jot of your word will go unfulfilled. You will never let your word fall to the ground, ever. So, Lord, as we devote ourselves to your word, as we commit ourselves to your word, let the fruit show, God. Let the harvest come. Radically transform our lives. Make us better people. Make us strong, like you commanded Joshua. Strong from the inside, from the inside. Make us whole. Make us confident and sure. Give us an established heart like the man, the redeemed man in Psalm 112. Give us a heart that is fixed, that is not moving back and forth because of circumstances. Help us make our way prosperous. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Bless this, your precious people, O God. Everyone today, under the sound of my voice, bless them and their loved ones, O God. Lord, those that are waiting on you for miracles, some breakthrough here, some job, some open door, some financial help, some whatever. Relational help, anything, whatever they are waiting on you for. You know them, you know their situations. You are the unlimited God, the all-powerful God. Some even have health issues. You touch their bodies. Touch their bodies. We speak life to every bone. We speak life to every cell. In the name of Jesus. We speak the life that is in the word of God upon everyone here. Everyone under the sound of my voice today. Let there be testimonies, Father. Let there be testimonies. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. You alone are worthy to receive it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. Woo-hoo! He is worthy of our glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen.